Namaha, Namaste. Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. This week, I'd like to speak to you about a great word that I just heard at work today. And I almost forgot this word. It's tenacity. Being persistent, no matter what. Being determined, no matter what. And I will relate this again to change, embracing change. And I will relate this again for showing up for oneself and being disciplined. I explained last week how the quantum field works, how vibration, frequency resonates, how our thoughts and emotions and feelings have a specific frequency and they resonate out to the universe to attract, to like. When you are on this journey, and it is not an easy journey because you will come across obstacles, you will feel sometimes lonely and you will feel like being abandoned sometimes. It can trigger an existing trauma of the fear of being abandoned. And doesn't feel fair or just, but it's not about it. It's about that you're staying determined and have a specific tenacity in your life to continue on the path of change. There will be moments that you would like to go back to your old life, that you like to be mindlessly hanging around with people, even though you do not actually agree what they say or what they do, but just you wish to be able to go back. Wake up call. You can't go back. Once we have started the process of change and become so conscious and aware and we leveled up in our consciousness level, it is impossible to go back. It is impossible to go back to lower vibrational habits, thoughts, emotions, feelings, actions, and people. It's just not possible. Whatever worked for us just last week will not most likely work this week. And that's okay. That's why I'm asking you to be very tenacious about it, to show tenacity, to be staying determined and persistent in the approach of continuing to invoke change. So I mentor part of the JCE in Monaco, which is the Jeune Chamber Economic Commerce. I hope I have now pronounced this correctly. Young entrepreneurs and young professionals. And I spoken to my mentee last week and I said, implement every single day a new thing, something that is new, implement change. If this is walking other way around, changing up your routine in the morning, changing a habit that you would do something in the evening different, whatever that is, but get used to change. Adapt, train yourself to be flexible enough to adapt quickly and be tenacious. Because this is the way how we can train ourselves to be out of our comfort zone. I give you another example. This week, I'm part of the Shaolin program with Shaolin Temple Europe, and it's a 12-month master program, and it's a dream come true for me to learn the martial arts of Kung Fu, Qigong, and Tai Chi. When I was younger, when I was a child, I did not have the time to do it because I was a ballet dancer and I was in the Russian Academy. And I remember very vividly how many times I watched all these movies with my father. My father was Chinese and we were in Indonesia at that time and we used to always watch martial arts movies. And the flow of the movements, the effortlessness, the steadiness, the tenacity of the practice and staying determined to practice always fascinated. It fascinated me. And so eventually, by the age now of 45, I take on this program, which is physically demanding for me, but it feels natural in my body. So to cut the story short, I posted a training in the group of the Shaolin program. And I know it was part of our master program to also engage with the community. And I sometimes, believe it or not, quite shy on meeting new people. And obviously there were lovely comments, but there were also not so supportive comments. And I could notice in the beginning, do you allow this to trigger you? No, use your wisdom of what you have experienced before. And putting myself out there and showing you how I practice puts me out of my comfort zone. Absolutely. Because I'm practicing something that I have never done before. Yoga is my forte. That's what I've done for the last 25 years. And I'm doing this to show actually only you guys how to work with change, to embrace something new, to have fun with it, and to just motivate and inspire and uplift you to do this and get out of your comfort zone. So I'm posting this, and obviously there were some not great constructive feedback. And I was just thinking, oh, okay, there we go. And I'm always asking myself, is this coming from a place of judgment or from compassion and discernment? And you know what? Who gives shit? Keep going. No matter what people think, what they say, keep going. Stay on the path. Have the tenacity, the determination, no matter what people around you say. There will always be people who say something, who have to comment, who have to judge. So what? They don't live your life. They're not in your skin. And I keep on saying that also to practitioners. You cannot assume that other people are on the same consciousness level. But yet again, you cannot brag about it, how conscious you are. It does not really matter. What matters is that you deal with your healing journey, your self-care routine, with your self-care practice and self-love within yourself, no matter what happens around you. So if this means that you're good with listening to music when you practice something because it brings you into the state of mind, a specific vibration, and it keeps you in a higher state of joy, then do it. But there will be moments where you need only silence and stillness. Then do it. I find that the rigidity and sometimes what people say around you and how important it is, what external circumstances will, how they will actually determine your life, it's not necessary. This whole journey is looking within. I'm being tenacious about it, showing perseverance, resilience, all for life, fun, joy. And however you express this, if your face is serious, but you still feel light at heart, so what? Who cares? And this is something that no one is in your skin. We cannot assume that I know how you feel or that you know how I feel. Or if we know of each other what we have experienced in our lives. And all of us have experienced trauma. And we're not here to judge or determine on what conscious level you are at or I am at. It does not matter. Because if this is really the key that we have to brag about, how conscious every person is and how the other person is a higher level healer, and it does not matter. And that's what I also always tell fellow practitioners, do not give unsolicited advice unless you're being asked. And what I'm just here doing is to give you an experience and share with you my own experience walking the talk myself. And there are so many times where I still catch myself, oh wow, I just got judged. But then I look in within, I'm like, yeah, because you have remnants of that judgment within yourself. Always starts in ourselves. Tenacity this week. How can you show perseverance, resilience, determination, persistence?